And now, to conclude, I want to give one more Indian myth, and it's a myth that has to do with the nature of life. Shiva, the great god, had a beautiful goddess as his spouse, Parvati. And a demon came to him one time and demanded Shiva to hand over Parvati to him. Well, all Shiva did, he didn't say a word, he was speechless. He just opened that eye in the middle of his forehead and poof, a lightning blast came out, and there was on the scene another demon who had come out of the blast. This was a lean demon with a lion-like head and hair waving to the quarters of the world, and his nature was hunger. And he was there to eat up the first demon. Well, the first demon thought, what do I do now? And so he threw himself on Shiva's mercy. Now, when you throw yourself on a god's mercy, that god's got to take care of you. So the god had to take care of Shiva, had to take care of the monster. And so the hungry monster said, well, whom do I eat? And Shiva said, eat yourself. So indeed, he started to work. He started with his feet, and he came right up the line, and he went, his teeth went chopping right through his belly, right on up through his neck, until all that was left was a face. Shiva was enchanted. This was a perfect image of life, which lives on life, and the monstrous, horrendous aspect of life. And this mask, which is all that was left, Shiva said, I will call you Kirti Mukha, face of glory, and you will sit above the door to my temple. And anyone who doesn't worship you, anyone who doesn't admit life is monstrous and glorious and can't be changed, that's the way it is, can't come to knowledge of me. The first point of knowledge and illumination is the recognition of the world as is. And then it's this golden world. And people who think, oh, correct the world first, and then I'll be illuminated. Then I can get my own psyche. I mean, the sort of thing that Lange is saying, correct the society and then correct yourself. All societies are evil. All societies are sorrowful. All societies have inequities. But your point, your main point, is to be illuminated. Recognize things that way. Then go to work if you want, but that's the first recognition. Now, this is the great lesson, the horrendous nature of life and the glorious character of it in that monstrous Kirti Mukha. Over the shrines, you can't really know the god till you know that, recognize it, and humbly pass through it.
You've been listening to Confrontation of East and West in Religion, the third talk by Joseph Campbell in the series entitled Inward Journey, East and West. This recording was authorized by the Joseph Campbell Foundation and produced by Electronic Educational Programs. Our theme music is by Acoustic Alchemy. For more information on the work of Joseph Campbell, please call the Foundation at 1-800-330-MYTH, 1-800-330-MYTH. M-Y-T-H. Or you can contact us on the World Wide Web at jcf.org. I'm Maura Vaughan. Thank you for listening.